1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 as we kick off the Wednesday edition, hour number one. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy them for free at freetalklive.com. We start out with the AP reporting that conservative leaders voice dismay today at news that Mary Cheney, the lesbian daughter of Dick Cheney, is pregnant. While a gay rights group said the vice president faces a lifetime of sleepless nights for serving in an administration that has opposed recognition of same-sex couples. Mary Cheney, who's 37, and her partner of 15 years, Heather Poe, who is 45, are expecting a baby in late spring, said a spokesperson for the vice president. And then they claim that the vice president is in eager anticipation of their sixth grandchild. Mary Cheney was an aide to her father during the 2004 campaign and is now vice president for consumer advocacy at AOL. She and Poe moved from Colorado to Virginia a year ago to be closer to the Cheney family. Now, Family Pride, which advocates on behalf of gay and lesbian families, noted that Virginia last month became one of the 27 states with a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. Family Pride executive director said, quote, unless they move to a handful of less restrictive states, Heather will never be able to have a relationship with her child, or excuse me, a legal relationship. Well, at least she can still have the kid. At least that hasn't been banned.
Well, how could they stop them?
Indeed. Some people would like to stop them, as we'll get to the comments from the so-called conservatives here in a moment. The couple will, quote, quickly face the reality that no matter how loved their child will be, he or she will have never have the same protections that other children born to heterosexual couples enjoy. Grandfather Cheney will no doubt face a lifetime of sleepless nights as he reflects on the irreparable harm that he and his administration have done to the millions of gay American and American gay and lesbian parents and their children. What protections exactly do you get if you're born to a heterosexual couple as a child? I don't understand that statement.
I guess that your mother or father, one of your parents, could make decisions about the family money if the other person didn't make a will out or something
if
like that.
They died unexpectedly.
Yeah, died unexpectedly and didn't have a will. Everybody, get a will.
Make a will.
Tonight.
Problem solved. For years, Mary Cheney's openness about her sexual orientation had posed a dilemma for conservative activists who admire Dick Cheney's stance on many issues but consider homosexuality a sin. Janice Krauss, for instance, of Concerned Women for America. They're concerned.
Yeah,
Mark.
They're concerned. They're not busybodies.
Described the pregnancy as unconscionable.
Oh, dear God.
It's very disappointing that a celebrity couple like this would deliberately bring into the world a child that will never have a father, said Krauss. They are encouraging people who don't have the advantages that they have. Well, look, is it such a bad idea for people who want to have children, whether or not there's a father involved or a mother involved, in the case of maybe two gay men? Is it really so bad? I mean, we just bought a my girlfriend and I bought a used car from somebody recently, and as it turns out, it was a lesbian couple who is taking care of one of the couple's child. The child's 11 years old. The household is very nice, very well kept, beautiful house out here in New Hampshire, and just a nice couple of people. It seemed to me like it'd be a great environment to raise a kid in.
Clearly, you don't know what you're talking about. It would be much better for this child to be raised by a beer-swilling, trailer-park-living, married heterosexual couple than those awful lesbians that were keeping them in that 4-2 split level ranch.
Yeah, you know, that's where I was going to go with it. I mean, would these people Jennifer Chrysler from Family Pride or whatever, would she believe that it was unconscionable to have a child to a white trash family? I mean, is that unconscionable? I mean, is it really about the welfare of the kid, or is it about having that nuclear family? Is it about having the mom, the dad, and the 2.4 kids and the dog and cat?
You know,
I mean, really.
I can't say exactly what her motivation is, but I have to agree to some small extent. I think that a child's better off being taken care of by a heterosexual family. I really do. I think that a mother and a father's...
Is that based on anything more than what you believe?
No.
Okay. And I got the name wrong. It was Janice Krauss of Concerned Women for America. I don't want to confuse her with the bad lady with the earlier name that I mentioned.
So, I mean, it's simply experience. That's what I'm used to.
Right.
And I think that that's a good way to go.
What if there was a study that was done of children raised by gay couples,
mm-hmm.
that found that they are just as well adjusted as children raised by heterosexual couples, let's say of the same sort of income status, as far as, you know, let's not compare the trailer trash family to the semi-wealthy lesbian couple, let's compare the semi-wealthy lesbian couple to the semi-wealthy heterosexual couple. Let's look at their kids together, and if we could find out that indeed they are well adjusted, would you take that back?
I just believe, you know, I just think that that's it better. I would not pass legislation, you know, concerning that. I think that
I think what's better is that kids are raised by parents that care.
I agree.
And it seems to me that it doesn't matter if it's two lesbians, if it's three dads, or whatever the situation is, as long as the parents really care about their kids and they've made a conscious choice, as these women appear to have made, they've made a conscious choice to get into raising a child, as opposed to what most people do, which is, whoops!
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
It
most
does
kids
happen.
Are that way.
It does happen, I'm afraid.
Most pregnancies are oopsie. Anyway, let's continue. Krauss, the woman from Concerned Women for America, said there was no doubt that the news would, in conservatives' eyes, be damaging to the Bush administration, which has already been chided by some leaders on the right for what they felt was half-hearted commitment to anti-abortion, anti-gay rights causes in this year's general election. Carrie Gordon Earl, a policy analyst for the conservative Christian ministry Focus on the Family, expressed empathy for the Cheney family, but depicted the pregnancy as unwise. Quote, just because you can conceive a child outside a one-woman, one-man marriage doesn't mean it's a good idea. Love can't replace a mother and a father. Well, what I would like to know is why it's such a bad idea. If you can explain it to me, I'm interested in knowing what you think. At 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. Do you agree with this woman from Concerned Women for America or the Focus on the Family people? Why is this a bad thing?
You know, here's what seems the most egregious lack of thinking on these people's part, you know, where they're really just not focusing, is I know that they would prefer to see mothers and fathers married together, you know, living in, you know, households that, you know, don't drink, don't smoke, and all that other good stuff. I know they think that's great, but or that's the idea. But it's the fact is they attack the gays.
They do.
First.
Instead of the drunks.
Well, the drunks, the smokers, or the, let's look at the biggest
abusers.
Violators. Wouldn't you rather have a child being taken care of by two lesbians rather than just one mom?
I sure would.
Two people in the
twice
house.
Twice the income.
Twice the income. There's twice the amount of people to be sitting and all that other stuff. And, you know, the fact is there's a large percentage of, you know, the population born to unwed mothers in this the United States.
Sure.
But we're worried about the zebras, not the horses. You know, the small percentage of children that are being adopted by lesbian and gay couples, you know, two guys, committed relationship, been together for a while, they want to figure out how they're going to get a child. That's got to be the hardest situation. Obviously, a lesbian can always go get inseminated.
Sure.
Of course, most of them, a lot of them are big into that tubal ligation stuff and hysterectomies.
Okay.
So they don't have the equipment anymore. But, you know, this is why are we worrying about this? You know,
because they're gay. Them gays
that's
around
really,
these
that's
here
really
parts.
That's really the issue, I think.
Yep.
I think the issue is
bigotry.
We don't like gays, so we're going to go after them on the, you know, yep. They've got an agenda.
You've got nothing. They have nothing except this concept of what they believe a family should look like.
Right.
They don't actually have any sort of evidence or even claims beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any sort of evidence or studies that say that, well, it's clear. I mean, they could make it up. I mean, maybe they do have some made-up ones, but I've never seen them. That, well, it's clear that it's bad for kids to have gay fathers and a gay couple raising them. Here's the statistics. But there aren't any statistics, because people that are raised by gay couples appear to be fine. There don't appear to be any problems. They're well-adjusted, probably more so than if they were raised by a bunch of homophobes. Well, on the way, your show, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-722-9020. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-722-9020. That's 800-722-9020.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy the archives, for instance. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com.
If you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich, that's the name of the book, at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com.
you know, it's never too early to start teaching kids about that.
You know, it looks like a really great book. I haven't gotten it in my hands
yet. Are we going to get a review copy?
We're
going
to get a review copy. Okay, it will be in our hands, but it looks to me like a really great
idea. I know
idea.
Some adults could probably use
it. When I was reading this website, all I could think of was little Ian, his thrifty, miserly little self. I'm going to grow up to be a miser, and I'm going to have all this money. And it's really worked for you, I must say, you know.
I'm looking forward to learning more about that. Let's go to the phones to Marlon in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Marlon.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, Mark. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I just got turned on to y'all about 2 months ago, I guess I could say, and y'all are opening my eyes. I guess I can say I'm formerly Republican now, being in Texas, but
okay.
I've got a good friend of mine who's a Democrat, been best friends for years, and I was giving him some of the arguments today about the trans fat thing y'all were talking about last night,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, well, if it's good for the children, I'm like, oh, God. It's a cooking product.
You know, the funny thing is today I was at a restaurant and I saw somebody buy a bag of chips. And I realized that bag of chips is something they could get away with. Because now when it came to New York, can you imagine New York City banning regular Lay's potato chips or Ruffles potato chips? That's when the people would storm City Hall demanding the heads of politicians on sticks. They wouldn't have done it any time before that, but when you ban their potato chips, their Fritos, it's all over. Suddenly, well, everything's changed.
What's next? You know, saying grocery stores can't sell these products?
Indeed. I mean, that's an excellent question, is what is next? Because they never can take enough. They can never take enough money. They can never take enough freedom. They can never have – they never stop. There's always a next step. So your guess is as good as mine as far as what the next step is. I can certainly predict that the next step for America would be for more areas of the country to adopt these rules, and then somebody else will take whatever that next step is. It may not be New York City. A city in California might adopt these rules, and at the same time they might make a few more restrictions apply to people. And it's just absolutely outrageous. And when you talk about the kids, you know what? What we should be doing for the children is ensuring that they have a future with liberty in it. That way they can be free to make their own decisions and run their businesses how they want when they get older.
Right. He says, that's New York. Why are you worried about New York? I said, that trickles down. When I want greasy food, I want greasy food, dang it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did it all come out later?
Oh, he still didn't see my point of view.
You know what you might want to do is, does your friend like to read?
Yes, he's a teacher, so.
What I would suggest is that since you're kind of brand new to the whole libertarian movement, is that if you want to, I recommend you to check out Healing Our World. It's an excellent book written by Dr. Mary Ruart. And, in fact, we link to it from our links page at freetalklive.com. There's an online version that's completely free. You don't even have to pay anything. You can read the 1990s version for free. But the reason I'm suggesting it is because it's an excellent, very pro-liberty book that approaches the issues from more of a sort of caring perspective, kind of like something that would really resonate with somebody like your friend. And she really just knocks the issues right out of the water. And if you can somehow get that into your friend's hands, there'd be no way for him to really just deny the pure logic that's presented in it.
It's okay, cool. I'll check that out.
Yeah, it's an excellent, very persuasive book. And get in touch with us again. Let us know if you have any future conversations with him. We appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231.
Nice to see we're having an effect.
Now, remember, if you're going to buy a book for somebody, make sure that they are interested in reading it in the first place. Don't just give somebody a book and say, here, I want you to read this. No. That's not an appropriate approach. You know, you can ask them as to, well, if I was to bring you this book, would you actually read it? Because you don't want to waste your money, and you don't want to waste their time. So be careful with that sort of thing.
I would, you know, a lot of people will just say yes, and you really need to, you know, make it clear to them that I'm putting my money out to buy a book that I want you to read, because I really think it's got some points that would be, you know, relevant to you and your life and some things that you'd be interested in and you know, reading and understanding.
You know, on the other hand, what might be better is if Marlon were to actually get the book for himself, read the book for himself, because, again, he said he came from some more of a Republican perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So that way he can read this book and sort of get an understanding for what liberals might be looking for as far as a potential persuasive point that you could make with them, so he could learn all the points himself, and then he could reference them in the next conversation that he has with his friend. And when his friend says, "Oh yeah, well, where did you hear that the elephants in that African country are actually going up in population?" "Well, I read it in this book." "Oh well, let me see that book." You know, that in that case, then they're asking for it. So that might be another
pretty good idea,
right? Because it's just some of the concepts that she puts forth just fly in the face of what a lot of liberals have believed for their entire lives.
Absolutely.
1-800-259-9231. And I love the story about the elephants in that book, in that she points out...
I like any story about elephants.
Well, she points out that there are certain African countries that have essentially legalized the possession of elephants as opposed to having them as a protected status, you know, where the government protects the
right.
animals, supposedly.
The government's protecting these animals. You cannot go after them.
Well, as it turns out, in the countries where the elephants are so-called protected... there's poachers that go in there because the elephants, again, it's like a black market product. They're
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden worth a lot more money.
Right.
And the poachers go into the fields where the elephants are and kill the elephants, take their tusks, etc. And in the countries where it's legal to own the elephants are property of somebody. And you
yep.
better believe that when you threaten my property or when you threaten that person's property, they're going to fight you away from their property.
Right. You know, I was at the New York Zoo. There's a little zoo in the Central Park, a little tiny thing there. They've got the sea lions and
okay.
stuff like seals and that kind of thing. And there was one of them, and I don't remember what. It was some species of something or other that was protected. And, you know, I was just thinking, that's a death sentence for those animals.
It's what it is.
It really, it's an extinction sentence. Those animals are going to go extinct as a result of the fact that the UN or whatever organization has decided that they need to be protected, whether it's, you know, some country, that kind of thing. You know, one thing you can be sure of, chickens are not going to go extinct. Chickens will never be extinct.
Neither will cows.
Neither will cows.
Horses, dogs, cats.
Things that people want to buy and own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if these animals are valuable,
things that people are able to buy and
right.
own. People want to buy and own alligators. People want to buy and own tigers and lions
right.
and bears.
I mean, think about it for a second. Let's pick the big boy, tigers. If you could own a tiger and breed them and then sell their fur or their fangs or whatever, I don't know, their penises or whatever it is that people want, well, they do. People want them for fertility.
Okay.
Those kind of things. If you could do that, then there'd be tiger farms.
We're going to talk about seagulls coming up here in a moment. What's going on with them? 800-259-9231. You won't believe what the federal government has been doing. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231, known as the Packet 8 toll free line. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th of 2007. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. Get registered, learn more at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about protecting animals and talking about how Dr. Mary Ruard, in her excellent book, Healing Our World, points out that if you really want animals to be protected, if you really want to prevent endangered species from continuing to be endangered and possibly becoming extinct, then you should turn them over to private property. You should allow people to buy and sell and trade in those animals. It's freedom that works.
You know,
people protect their property.
I love the idea that you could slap a law in place and make sure that all the bald eagles would never go away. I love bald eagles. I want them to be able to fly free in their little habitats or wherever it is that they live. But I'm sorry. They're valuable. People want bald eagle feathers. I'm sure there are people out there with more money than morals that want to eat fried bald eagle.
Oh, my.
I don't know why.
Probably are.
I don't know why, but I know.
I think it probably has to do with the fact that it's bad. Forbidden fruit, you know? Ooh, you're one of the few people in the world to eat a bald eagle.
Not to mention that a bald eagle will, you know, I mean, it's an eagle, right? It's a bird of prey. It's going to kill livestock. And there's somebody out there that says to themselves, wow, I keep losing chickens. This annoys me. That big eagle over there that's protected, if he went away somehow, I would be not losing chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's somebody who says, I've got 40 acres of property that I really like to develop and turn into homes that people could live in and that I could make a whole bunch of money on.
Yeah.
But there's a bald eagle nest on it.
Or a whatever nest.
Right.
Some other nest. With all kinds of species.
And I can't do anything with the property because there's a bald eagle nest on there. not everybody knows that there's a bald eagle nest on there. And if the bald eagle nest just went away, maybe if just the bald eagles went away, I'd be able to develop in a year or two.
Sure. And none of these things would be an issue if it was just legal to own and trade bald eagles. Then
right.
Anybody could have a bald eagle. You could have a bald eagle in your house if you wanted to.
It's legal to raise and trade in raccoons. Mm-hmm. Is there a big market in it? I don't think there is.
But are they extinct?
They aren't. But you see, the more rare they were, the more that people would want to pay for their little fur or tails or whatever it is they buy from raccoons. I'm not sure.
So when you create this law that's supposed to protect animals, the unintended consequence is that you're actually putting them in more danger. And so it's really important to understand this. 800-259-9231. But let's go to BangerDailyNews.com and talk about birds. Specifically, I believe these are pelicans? No. We'll find out here. It's a dead bird. But the government's still protecting him.
What?
Camden restaurateur Joanna Tutone is grateful for the efforts of Senator Olympia Snowe's office in resolving a legal problem that she faced with the Federal Department of Interior, she said Monday. Tutone, owner of Cappy's Chowder House, was surprised in October to find herself in conflict with a 1918 federal law that prohibited buying, selling, or possessing migratory birds. A summer visitor to the restaurant noticed the black-backed gull. So it was a gull. Then.
Okay.
A black-backed gull stuffed and mounted under glass in the second-floor dining room.
Uh-huh.
Tutone was dismayed when U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officers threatened to seize the bird and reported that she could face a fine or even jail time. For what, you ask? For what? Did she catch the bird herself and stuff it and illegally put it in under glass?
I have a guess. Okay. She bought the restaurant 15 years ago, and the stuffed bird came with it.
No, you're close. The news was especially shocking because though she purchased the bird at an estate sale some 20 years earlier,
okay,
the Victorian objet d'art had been created in 1854, well before the law went into effect.
Ooh,
the day after,
it's ex post facto.
Well, still, the Fed still wanted to shove their way on this.
Sure, they did.
The day after federal officers visited the restaurant.
Ex post facto doesn't count when our law has been in place that long.
Well, we got to protect dead carcasses, Mark. I mean, Tutone contacted Snow's office finally after weeks of study and negotiation. Snow's office has brokered a deal by which Tutone will relinquish the bird to federal officials, who will in turn lend the bird to the Penobscot Marine Museum near Searsport. The bird arranged.
So she loses the bird?
Wait, story's not over. The bird, arranged in an ornate beveled glass frame so that its wings are splayed on either side of its long neck, will be turned over to the museum on Thursday. Then, in a bit of irony that might make a skeptic out of the most idealistic supporter of bureaucracy, the museum will be able to lend the bird to the restaurant for the summer. So yes, let's recap what happened. Some busybody customer at this restaurant reported Ms. Tutone.
And where is she?
Maine. Camden,
okay,
Maine.
Summer. All right. I thought for whatever reason I got the impression that she was down in Florida, and being lent the gull for the summer isn't that great. Being lent the gull for the winter in Florida is better.
Okay. So she's in Maine.
Okay.
Busybody customer comes in,
yep,
spots the bird, and for some reason knew of the 1918 federal law that prohibited buying, selling, or possessing migratory birds. And then called the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, ratted her out.
Yeah.
The officers are sent over, threatened to seize the bird. Then she calls the elected official, Ms. Snow. They do weeks of research at who knows what taxpayer cost.
Right.
Who knows what taxpayer cost to send out the U.S. Fish and Wildlife agents to the restaurant. They then they broker a deal to where the restaurateur gives up the bird to the feds. The feds give up the bird to a museum, and then the museum then agrees to lend the bird, apparently legally now, to the restaurant. So,
what's the point of this?
For what? Exactly.
I guess the museum gets the bird half the year,
mm-hmm,
so they've essentially stolen the bird. Now, is this an extinct black-backed gull?
Don't even know.
Can you imagine a gull going extinct? I mean, these are the beach version of a sewer rat.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, just because the other gulls are better at snatching potato chips out of unwary tourists' hands. Why? A gull?
The deal has prompted Tutone to plan to host a seagull party to raise money for the museum, with which she is impressed, having visited it and met with its staff. Tutone has tried to keep a sense of humor about her problems with the government, tempered by some anger and sadness, but she said she was satisfied by the final arrangement. Yeah, so they lubed her up a little bit, and she managed to get something out of it after it was all said and done, but she ended up losing. She just didn't lose as much as she could have lost.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this case.
The time, the money, and the energy.
Right.
Yeah. But let's not forget, she got a great news story out of this.
That's
true. There's probably some people that are going to go see this black-backed gull, you know. And
Kathy's Chowder House.
And consequently have some lobster bisque and, you know, a bowl of clam chowder or whatever it is that they're going to have. And she's probably going to make some money in the long run. And she's going to make some money for the museum, which I'm sure is a really great organization, even though if they do take their dollars from coercion. and, you know, it's not terrible. It just shows to go.
Just a waste of, just a total waste of resources.
Yeah.
How is this gull hurting anybody? I mean, the gull wasn't even endangering other gulls. Nobody was in danger of anything from this.
No,
old 1854. It's 150 years old.
It's not endangering crap. I don't know. So there's no chance that the gull's even extinct. It's just a migratory bird.
Yeah. You're just not allowed to traffic. The law, again, is a 1918 federal law that prohibits buying, selling, or possessing migratory birds. So she was violating the third portion.
So you can't have a Canadian goose?
If it's a migratory bird, you cannot possess.
Good Lord,
cannot
those
buy,
things are pests.
You cannot sell. 800-259-9231, because those politicians know what's best, Mark. And speaking of wastes of taxpayer dollars, we've got yet another story about two very, very young people having a little sexual time with one another, and both of them being brought up on charges. We'll tell you about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit Bedfan.com. That's Bed, F-A-N.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Thepacket8.net, toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so be sure you help support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. If they don't sell it at Amazon, I'd be shocked. Whatever it is you're looking for. I mean, really, if it's a product that's on the market today, they probably sell it. Whether it's electronics, DVDs, books, office products, you name it, groceries, that's one of their newest sections at Amazon. They've got baby stuff, accessories, clothing. It's all there. Ladies, men's stuff. Amazon.freetalklive.com is the place to go. Now, the reason why, besides the fact that it's great service, great products, great deals, and great shipping deals as well, but the extra reason to shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com is that a percentage of your purchase will go to benefit Free Talk Live. So, do your holiday shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Do your regular shopping. Get groceries. Get bathroom products.
I just bought my Christmas gift for my wife on Amazon, and it was fast and easy.
Right. Buy your drugs at Amazon.freetalklive.com, like dextromethorphan hydrobromide. We're going to be talking about that coming up tonight.
You can buy that here.
There's a news story about that. Some kids have died, et cetera. But first, talking about kids, we're going to Salt Lake City. Now, this is interesting, Mark, because just this past weekend, we happened to mention a case just like this. It's not the same case, but here we go again. Utah Supreme Court justices acknowledged Tuesday that they were struggling to wrap their minds around the concept that a 13-year-old girl could be both an offender and a victim for the same act. In this case, having consensual sex with her 12-year-old boyfriend. The Ogden, Utah girl was put in this odd position because she was found guilty of violating a state law that prohibits sex with someone under the age of 14. She also was the victim in the case against her boyfriend, who was found guilty of the same violation by engaging in sexual activity with her. The Associate Chief Justice Michael Wilkins noted, quote, "The only thing that comes close to this is dueling, in that two people who take 20 paces and then shoot could be considered both victim and offender." Well, however, in that case, it's also consensual, because when you're dueling, it's a consensual act between two parties. So there shouldn't be a victim or an offender in a duel either. Dueling shouldn't be illegal.
I'll tell you, you don't see many duels anymore, and I've got to say that that's probably a good thing.
I agree. But if you wanted to have a duel, you should be able to have one.
Okay. I agree with you. I would agree with you in principle, but, you know, outlawing dueling seems to have worked. I don't want to get on the side of dueling, but when it comes to a 13... This is terrible. This is awful. A 13-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy. These two kids are going to go through their lives as sex offenders. Mm-hmm. Not just sex offenders, but the worst kind of sex offender. The kind of sex offender that is, you know, molests little kids.
Can you imagine getting this sex offense on your rap sheet, and then when you're 23 or 25 years old trying to go out and get a job after college or something like that? Since you were convicted of touching a 13-year-old girl, sir, Well, I was 12 at the time.
I was, but I was 12. But the thing is, you know, that sounds, that's funny and it sounds great and it sounds like you can talk your way out of it, but that kid will never get the chance. He'll never, you know, no employer is going to sit across the desk from you having gotten all your information in front of them and then say, says here you're a sex offender and it looks like you touched a 13-year-old.
You'll never, they're not going to give you the chance to explain.
You'll never have
yourself.
The opportunity to even explain it unless you come right out and say that this is what happened. And then, I don't know, it's not an enviable position to be in.
Well, Chief Justice Christine Durham wondered if the state legislature had intended the peculiar consequence that a child would have the simultaneous status of a protected person and an alleged perpetrator under the law.
I don't think that any of the legislators that voted on this, if they thought about it at all, did not. They didn't. The spirit of the law in this case is for adults that have sex with young children should be charged for that. And, you know, only in Utah could this crap happen. I mean, this is almost like reading
I don't know. The last one happened in Kentucky, I think. Anyway, the comments came in oral arguments on a motion asking the High Court to overturn the finding of delinquency, the legal term in juvenile court for a conviction against ZC, who became pregnant after she and her boyfriend engaged in sex in October 2003. She's 13, apparently old enough.
Hokey smokes, she's a fertile little thing.
State authorities filed delinquency petitions in July 2004 alleging that each had committed sexual abuse of a child. A second-degree felony if committed by an adult, the girl appealed the petition, saying her constitutional right to be treated equally under the law had been violated. Her motion noted that for juveniles who are 16 and 17, having sex with others in their own age group doesn't qualify as a crime. Juveniles who are 14 or 15 and have sex with their peers can be charged with unlawful conduct with a minor, but the law provides for mitigation when the age difference is less than 4 years, making the offense a misdemeanor. However, for adolescents under 14, there are no exceptions or mitigation, and they are never considered capable of consenting to sex. See, the law doesn't think that teenagers, or in this case, these aren't even, I mean, one of them was a teenager, the other one was a 12-year-old, the boy was. The law does not believe that children can consent to sex, but it's clear that these two individuals consented to whatever it was they did with one another.
So it would appear. The law needs to look at that pretty thoroughly. I don't know. What the heck? These kids are going to end up with sex charges.
The Utah Court of Appeals last December upheld the judge's refusal to dismiss the allegation, saying the law's rigorous protections for younger minors include protecting them from each other. ZC then appealed to the state Supreme Court. At Tuesday's arguments, Matthew Bates, an assistant Utah attorney general, argued the prosecution of the girl was not unreasonable. He said the statute in question is designed to prevent sex with children who are 13 and younger, even if the other person is in the same age group.
What?
And I said this to you during one of the breaks, Mark. I mean, maybe the kids just missed the news article about the Kentucky kids that got in trouble for this. I mean, clearly the law, according to this assistant attorney general, is designed to prevent sex with children who are 13 or younger. I mean, they constructed this law with the express intent in mind that kids would not have sex with kids, and clearly they just haven't gotten the word out enough. We need an ad campaign on television. We need a multi-million-dollar ad campaign to run during Saturday morning cartoons.
Puppet that goes around to, like, the elementary schools and informs them all. Hi, it's Officer Handy.
You don't want to end up in jail, do you?
Oh my God, this dude, what's his name?
Matthew Bates.
He's a really, really sick individual. I mean, he's messed up in the head. I don't understand what the heck he's talking about. This law was designed for this.
The little
boy is 12 years old.
But by passing the law, legislators were sending a message, says Bates.
To who?
The message was, sex with or among children is unacceptable.
God.
Now, when was the law passed? What do you think? Last year, when he was 11? Or maybe a decade ago, when he was just a glimmer in his mother's eye?
This is so dumb.
At what point are we going to start presenting children? Again, ignorance of the law is no excuse. And since
apparently it's not.
Since this law was designed, apparently, with the intention of communicating to children how bad it is for them to have sex with one another, why haven't the kids been presented with a tome full of laws for them to start reading at age 5?
Yeah, they... I mean, that's the reason we're sending them to school, isn't it? So that they can study all these important laws.
That's why they're supposed to be
politicians. Our betters, the politicians, have passed for us.
Can you believe this?
No, I'm stupefied that this guy could be so sick. I can't say he's stupid, because he must not be. He made it through law school. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just so twisted up.
He's the assistant attorney general.
In his little world, that he believes that these kids should know the law.
This is what you get, kids, for not paying attention in law class in fourth grade. Oh, wait, there is no such thing. I took a law class when I was in 11th grade, and all that was about how the courtroom situation works. You've got a prosecuting attorney and a defense attorney and the judge and the jury, and there's 12 seats, and you know, all the kind of details about how a courtroom works. They didn't actually review any laws in law class, or very, very few if they did. So how are you supposed to communicate this to 12- and 13-year-olds? How are they supposed to come into the knowledge that they're not allowed to experiment with one another? I mean, who, when they were, for instance, when they were under the age of 13, didn't play doctor at some point, right?
Yeah, it could have really happened to me. I mean, it didn't happen to me, but it really could have. I don't know. This is just, it's baffling. Baffling.
Apparently.
Did the politicians, the ones that voted on this, did they not play doctor? Did they not have I don't want to get too explicit, but I mean, did they not have sexual things that happened to them underneath the age of 13? And if they did, were they so ashamed of them that they wanted to take other children and put them in jail or whatever it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know what the punishment is here for these kids, but whatever it is, it's unacceptable and it's outrageous. 800-259-9231. Do you think the state of Utah is doing the right thing here in persecuting these children, prosecuting them? 800-259-9231. Coming up, dextromethorphan hydrobromide.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...